Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Lamedalit. Throughout this Daf, starting already from the previous Daf, the Gemara brings a discussion. Is such a thing called Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh or not? And over here in Amud Aleph, Ula says that he holds that everybody agrees that there's such a thing called Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. The Mogen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim Simen Reish Pei, in the Halachas the deal with Tashmish Hamito B'Shabbos. The Magen Avraham brings a fascinating question in the name of the Sefer Birkas HaZevach. And he asks like this. We know that the Chachamim HaRishonim Yo'ichlim Chuleyem Al Taharas HaKodesh. So he asks, so what do they eat on Shabbos? Why? There's a mitzvah, as the Shulchan Aruch points out, Oynas Amin Chachamim is me Leil Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. Meaning the time to have Tashmish is on Leil Shabbos. So if so, every Shabbos, the anybody who was with his wife is a Baal Keri. Baal Keri, even though he went to the mikvah, he's still a Tevul Yoim. He still has some Tuma to him. And if he still has Tuma, and he's eating every Chulin Al Taharas HaKodesh, he can't eat Kodesh, he can't eat Chulin either. So if so, how do they eat lechem mishneh on Shabbos? Because the bread will become tameh. If they have a din tumo, the bread will come tameh. How do they eat lechem mishneh on Shabbos? The people that are careful for lo echol chulin betaharo. So Birkas HaZevach wants to say that they held like the mandomer in our sugya that there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al taharas HaKodesh, and therefore every chulin you don't have that level, and the meal doesn't become shlishi. Says the Mogen Avraham, that doesn't help. Because we all agree, as we have in the beginning of our daf, the Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaTrumah you do have. Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, that's a discussion. But Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaTrumah, everybody agrees this is such a level. So if so, the Kohanim or the Chachamim that were careful to eat the Chulin Al Taharas HaTrumah, how did they have Lechem Mishneh on Shabbos? They have a din of Tumah. If they were Baal Keri, and even if they went to the mikvah, the Tful Yoim, and if they touch the bread, it becomes Tameh. So Magen Avraham says two answers. Answer number one is, people they eat Chulin Al Taharas HaKodesh, it was for them to be more careful with Kodesh, to be able to know that not to make the mistake between Chulin and Kodesh. But when they had no choice, of course they ate Chulin, regular Chulin. So when they were Tameh, meaning regular Shabbos when they were with their wives, so they ate Chulin, not Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. Another answer says the Magen Avraham, is that they ate pas sheloy huchshar. They made sure to eat a pas that was not kosher lekabel tumah. Where does he get that from? He says, that's really the Shlo already says it, because the Shlo in Shari Oisiois, Oistet, Erech Taro, says that everybody doing a seres mitshuva should be very careful to eat chulin mitahara. So it says the Shlo, but today we're all tummy. So how is it possible? Every one of us considered to be tummy and makes the food tummy. So says the Shah, make sure to eat bread that's not made with water, but is made with May Pears, with juice water. So says the Mogen Avraham, that's what you should do over here as well. You'll have Pas Shlo Yuchshar. So ask the Machzeh Shekel and the Mogen Avraham, but I have a problem with that. If it's Nilush for May Pears, so then it has a din of Pas Abo Bekistim. Pas Abo Bekistim is not bread. You say Mezoinus in it. So how do you go and do Lechem Mishneh on Pas Abo Bekistim? So says Machzeh Shekel, yeah, but if you do Kviya Seuda, then you could do a Moitzi, so that would be the solution. So it really becomes a very big doichak, but basically people, they chulin al tairas atrumo. So what they did when the days of Tumo, the days that they were together with their wives, so they had to make sure to take bread, which was niloish be mei peris, was done with mei peris, and to be Kviya Seuda and do a Moitzi. So in Sefer Or HaMeir, or the Tshuva Sefer of Rameir Shapiro Zitzal, in the back there's a Kuntras Achron with what the Talmidim wrote about the Hemshech to the Tshuvas of Rameir Shapiro. And there is brought down, and the name of the Talmid named Rabbi Yitzchak Stern from Bilitz, that he brings this whole discussion, and he says, but it doesn't help, because the Shita of the Taz is that by Lecha Mishnah you can't say the idea of Kviya Seudo. Why not? Because Mishnah was the first bread that you're eating, you do Kviya Seudo. But what about the second bread? Lechem Mishneh requires two breads. You can't say Kviya Seuda on the second bread. So how the Yoytze, the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishneh on Shabbos, comes back to that same question. So he brings the big Yesoy, the Rameir Shapiro's Miyased, in the Sefer Rameir Simon Chavtes. Rameir Shapiro's Miyased, that Mayim Poishrim, lukewarm water, is not Machshir. With that, he explains how a Soito, the Soito did not have oil in it, it should not be Mekabel Tumo. But he said, what about the water? The water should be Mekabel Tumo. So the story of Meir Shapiro is based on the Torah's Quranim that any water that has a Shem Levi, it's not called water only, it's called something else, water, is not Machsh Lekabel Tumo. And he brings the Rash and Meseches Negoim that says Mei Poishrim, lukewarm water, has a Shem Levi. It's not called water, it's called lukewarm water. So Meile goes in and says, Dover Niflam Oit, he says, the Mogad Avram never says to use Mei Peris. He says to have bread Shaloi Huchshar. How can you have bread Shaloi Huchshar? You use lukewarm water. So they never kosh Lekabel Tumo. So here's a very easy solution. People, they eat chulim, altaris, akoidish, altaris, chumo. When they are tamed, they make sure to take a bread, which was done with lukewarm water. That is not Mekabel Tumo. I mean, mainly they can touch the bread. And that's how they have the kiyum of Lechem Mishneh. On the other hand, not making it tamed. A gevaldik cheshbon based on our sugyo in halacha lemaisa. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Machshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.